お願いします。
To me, Michael Flair disappears. Remember what he said. Julia, oh, Michael. Oh, what did you touch it? Denise. Mary. Maria. Susie. Hello. Давай я так, да? Майкл, you outside? Алле, о, ниндзя. Take care of you. Okay, very good, ниндзя. Я, ламула. Shukila, how are you feeling today?
Thank you for asking, Geshe-la. I'm a little tired today.
Oh, Ninja.
But happy to be here.
Hi.
Hi. Some kids.
Hi.
Hi. Hello, hi. Ninja. Hello.
Ah.
You look very good. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh. Say some prayer, huh?
Can we start the prayers for tonight, Geshe-la?
Oh, yeah.
Go sung gu se go ne cha ne sha
Sanje Chada Soje Chonam Chanjo Pato Dane Dade Chishin Chibel Zaman Sanje Chada Soje Chonam Chanjo So today I'm going to read from the Liberation of Palm in Your Hand, the about last two witnesses as a review. Five folds and eight antidotes, or eight adjustments, or some translations. So, so it's important to study the instructions before you start to do some other meditation. So, it's make sure that you study the instructions, depth as possible. So then you actually start to meditate on karma binding. So now you know, what conditions that you needed in order to success into shamatha meditations. What place is suitable for shamatha meditations? What kind of conditions that you needed, what kind of environment is not suitable, what kind of environment is suitable, so what kind of mental quality you need in order to success in shamatha meditation. So this all of that is important to remember. So before you, I think. So then if you remember all of those by heart, so then no need a book. Okay, so that's the idea. So I'm going to read. So today I'm going to read. So not much explanation. Probably I already give you explanations. So I'll read. So then... you understand. So the father Nyabatambo, the first fault, Nyabatambo, laziness, the antidote of the laziness is like seeing the thing is you let on the teva, means like teva. Teva laziness and faith means like faith is like seeing a benefit. Seeing a benefit in Singapore in meditation. So this now the kind of the first antidote for the laziness. So seeing the quality, seeing the benefit of the concentration of Indotonga Teba. Thing is on a community Dumba, so the interest for concentration meditations, Singapore meditations. So then putting effort into Singapore meditation. So then the result, Xinjiang. Xinjiang like flexible. You reach to the flexible mind. Xinjiang. So Teba and the faith and the Xinjiang. What is it called? Xinjiang, what is it called in
They translate it sometimes as pliancy and sometimes as meditative suppleness.
Meditative?
Yeah, suppleness. Suppleness is like flexibility.
Meditative suppleness. Okay, so never heard of it. Anyway, so this is, you know, this is the class, preparation class for single pointed meditations. So therefore, knowledge has become critical here, okay? Meditative suppleness of Xinjiang. So when you look at the 11 set of merit, then you probably 51 mental factors. So then 11 set of merit virtues are listed there. So out among those 11 set of virtues, so faith was there, and also this mental meditative supplement is already listed there. So these are virtues, thought virtues. So try to broaden your knowledge. Try to broaden. Next time when you see the 11 set of virtues, so you'll find faith there. You'll find meditative supplements. So these are virtues. Okay. So over here now the fruit or result of the effort towards like a single pointed meditation. So these are all the antidote for the laziness, okay, antidote for laziness. The Rishi Devu Xinjiang's meditative supplements or flexible. Xinjiang. The Kang Gongji, you need to think into this. So now what is the object of meditation? Object of meditation here is Concentration is the object of meditation here. Bella Tango thing is the Gombala Juni Mutable, Juni Shukjang, Juti Mutable, Lelo Nepal, the Toad, Juni Shija. So in the beginning, there's no will to meditate, there's no will to sit on the cushions. A lot of thoughts rise, or maybe tomorrow, maybe afternoon, maybe after like this, after that, you know, like there's no like excitement. There's no excitement. Of course, you don't blame because you don't have any experience you don't experience the benefit of single pointed meditations. So there's no experience. Therefore, there's not much interest because of the lack of interest. There will be no effort. A lack of effort, there will be no results. So then, you know, the beginning is like what do you call laziness. Xinjiang's, it says the actual antidote for laziness is like a meditative supplement or the well-balanced mind. Means mind is very flexible. It's not like uptight. It's like, you know, well-balanced, less wrong. What it means, what it really means, well balanced, it means like easy to think something positive. Thinking something positive is not going to be hard as it used to be. Why is it so hard to think something positive? Because mind is not flexible. Because uptight is something, that's why it's, you know, not flexible. So like Xinjiang, meditative supplement. Then what that means? It means well-balanced mind. What it means, well-balanced mind? Well-balanced mind means easy to think something positive. Gyewa la kangdeudu kurwa means you can tune your mind into the virtuous things as you wish. It's easy. So that's what it means, well-balanced. What it means, well-balanced means easy to direct your thought towards positive things. It's not like hard as pushing the rock up on the hill. Does that make sense? reciting Mani Mantra is going to be a piece of cake. Or doing 21 Tara praises like with the full excitement, oh happy to do it, you know, like not like feel like pushing a piece of rock up on the hill. So when you feel like doing any like spiritual practice, if you feel like it's like pushing up a huge piece of rock up towards the hill, if you feel like that, so the mind is not well balanced, or like not meditative supplement is not there. So meditative supplement is the actual antidote, even though there's a four antidote listed for the laziness, but the actual antidote is like meditative supplement that kind of eliminates anger. So what that means thought become well balanced. What do you mean well balanced? Well balanced means you can direct your mind towards positive things as like you wish. Become easy. Okay, make sense? Well, it's very important because this is the knowledge. It's very important. Oh, yeah. Right now, there's no Xinjiang. There's no meditative supplement. It's not there. Our mind is not well balanced because, you know, like, so there's a lot of thinking. What should I do? What should I not do? What should I do? You always feel good. After when you do, you always feel good before. You know, it's like kind of like, should I do or maybe not do, like maybe tomorrow, like, you know, so that's like, because that clearly, this excitement is not there, no? So right now, Xinjiang is not Xinjiang, the meditative supplement is maybe we means like, I'm not sure if you are not, if you feel like that, doing 35 Buddha prostration, Vajrasattva mantra, Vajrasattva practice, any form of spiritual practice, if you feel like, the pushing a rock up towards the hill, so that indicates that you didn't achieve meditative supplement. Supplement, how you say?
Suppleness.
Meditative suppleness, okay. I'm not sure what that means, but you probably know. Meditative suppleness, so never heard of that word. Oh, like, balance, well balanced. Less ruwa. Xinjiang means less ruwa, means well balanced. Well balanced, less ruwa. Body, well balanced. Mind, well balanced. That means, what it means, well balanced. Well balanced means you don't feel like doing any form of spiritual practice or meditation. You don't feel like, you no longer feel like that you are pushing a rock up towards the hill. Then what it means, it becomes very easy. Very easy. Okay. The thing is, there's some questions. So now, even though we don't like what we have out of four antidotes, you can have faith, you can have interest, you can put effort for the Xinjiang, the well-balanced things, that will come later. Okay. So now here, this is very important. So the Shanti Devas, the Pabanga Rinpoche quoting Shanti Devas text, Deje, recitations. Deje means recitation. Deje means all the practice, all the spiritual practice. Deje, recitation. Deje. Katup means all the practice, all the spiritual practice. Deje tane katup kun. Using tisu che che chans. Doing long time, long period of time. 1 hour, 2 hour every day doing that. Same thing with Shabani. Mind wandering, then like mind going around in the targets looking for socks, or mind going into the target looking for chocolate, and the body is in the house, doing long period of time, not just 5 minutes. There will be not much results. That's why we never said. Mindfulness is critical. So even just seeing the one round of money mantra, being mindful. I'm going to recite the money mantra, compassion mantra. Now there are so many people that are suffering like that. People are dying and people are suffering from family. Then you are thinking, while you recite the mantra, you are thinking, constantly thinking about that, being mindful. Then that practice becomes more powerful. Okay. Rather than saying like good mind going around into the basement, into the kitchen, into the bank account, then into the well. You need to remind yourself, watch and do yourself. Bring back to the object, like that. Therefore, in order to feel, this is very productive. One round of money mantra that you recite, feel productive. That means you are there. You are there. When you say that one round of mala, you are there. Okay, that makes sense. So need to understand the downside of wandering mind. How we are doing? Are we getting depressed?
So
then when you think about something, then it's become very strong. Because now there's less wandering mind, no? Siddhi means spiritual attainment. There's like common siddhi, uncommon siddhi, mudu, such as like a I'm not sure how many of you are interested to become invisible. Then there's no ability to go underground without zero gear, no need any gear, so you can go. If you are interested in diving, so you don't need to carry the tank. You can go underneath water. You don't need any tanks. You don't need any gear or headlights. So there's many cities. You just look up, okay, there's common city, uncommon city. If you like to, I'm not sure how much benefit you'll be get physically, but normal people take 2 days to cover the distance. You can cover within 5 minutes. But I'm not sure how much calorie you'll burn. Probably two days will burn more calories than 5 minutes. So anyway. So there's many different cities. So these are all results of ability to concentrate. The concentrations produce all these results. Even though that's not your goal might be liberation, enlightenment. By the way, you will achieve those results. Yeah? Because ability to stick your the ability to place all your attention onto one single object. Then as I mentioned before, when you look at something, then you almost feel like you can count every atom in that object. Every atom in that object, that's how you feel. That means your single-pointed concentration is very deep. Okay, oh, So then the then there's the Tumungi Mushitsu. So then clear voice, all kind of clear voice, able to hear the sound from 1,000 miles, able to see every single shade and color from 1,000 miles, all of that happens. Thing is to draw attention. Then good, one good thing is then the disturbing thought will be subdued. Disturbing thought will be subdued. Why now? Why does disturbing thought? Not because there's like one thought thinking one object. No, no. Because there's many thoughts thinking many different objects. That's, you know, the disturbing thought. That's how the thought gets disturbed. Oh. Nemo she to the doors. Negative mind will be subdued. Very good news. Sheba do she need to do the all the realization, all lambim realizations is relatively easy to actualize. Easy to actualize because concentration is to the song. When you meditate on precious human life, precious human beat, precious human rib, precious human birth, precious human life. Not sure what the precious human beat, so I'm not sure what that means. Sorry, I'm not sure what that means. That means like lack of concentration. That means lack of concentration. Sometimes the word that you say doesn't make sense. What they mean, it means lack of concentration. Precious human beats happen. Precious human rebirth. So that's what you're supposed to say. Precious human rebirth. Night is not the best time to talk about concentration. But by the way, time-wise, everything is closing down. Now the closing ceremony is already started. Closing ceremony is already started. After 6 o'clock, the closing ceremony starts. There was all the lambim realizations, you know, related, easy to actualize because the ability to focus. You see the benefits, so then there's interest. If there's interest, then you put effort. If there's you put effort, so then result, there'll be based on the result is based on the effort, based on how much effort you put. So then all this four, first comes, then second comes, third comes, then this comes like that. Okay. Oh, so that's the now first lelo. That's all, they're complete. Now this is the last. So next Wednesday, no more review. This is the last. Now this last review. This is the best one, because if some of you really want to meditate on shamatha, I want you to understand the instructions very clearly. So make sure that you need all the instructions that you need it. Whether you do 5 minutes a day or like 5 minutes, like 10 sessions a day, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. So I want you to have all the instructions that you don't need to Google them again. So now the second one, so then what's called forgetting object. Okay, let's talk about the forgetting object. Second one. First one, now I'm elaborate review based on the liberation palm of your hand, elaborate review of 5 Forms, 8 Adjustments. Okay, elaborate review. So the next Wednesday, we are going to jump on nine stages. Okay. It sounds good. Oh, Katrina, good evening. Bodhisattva Patrick, good evening. Joanna, Elise, Dr. Watkin, good night. Not good night yet. Good evening. Julie, good evening. Helen, Peter, oh yeah. How's everybody doing? Nora, Peter, William Sweet, okay, so now, second one. Okay, so this is now the last review on the fivefold and eight adjustments, how to achieve karma binding. This is the last elaborate review. This is the third review. Two review happened when you did Lamrim, two review. And one probably with exercise, but no, not exercise, but this is an elaborate review, last review based on liberation palm of your hand, okay? So now second was the forgetting object. Let's talk about forgetting object. Now first, it's done. Object. Object of what? Object of single point meditations. No? Shamatha meditation. No? Yeah, forgetting object is become big problems when you try to place all your attention onto the object if you don't remember object. So that's obviously become big problems. So, Liberation of palm in your hand, it says, like, whatever object, not just here, the Lama's compound is already been said in the sutra, whatever object that you choose, you could achieve samadhi. Whatever object you decide to choose, you could achieve samadhi. There's no particular object that you have to choose for the sake of knowledge. It needs to be very clear. If somebody says, oh, you have to choose this object, incorrect. No, you can choose whatever object you want to choose. You could achieve object. There's no differences. Okay, needs to be clear for sake of the knowledge. But you have to have object. Without object, you can't achieve. Okay, objective. The whatever object you choose is fine. But Shirovasa, like non-Buddhist practitioners, devu means like piece of wood. Non-Buddhist practitioners, they choose. Not doesn't mean every single non-Buddhist practitioner choose piece of wood. No, that's not the case. But you know, some of them choose. You could choose devu, shingbo, like piece of wood, and like pen. You can also use like alphabet, like A, B, C. You can use alphabet, you know, as object. But you're trying to see, not through the eyes. No, we are trying to see through the mental. You're trying to see object through the mental, not through the eyes. No? Okay. So now here, particularly, you know, like someone who's following the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, Gelugpa tradition, Lama Tsongkhapa traditions, then what Lama Tsongkhapa said about object, choosing an object, okay? So this is education class for karma binding meditations, okay? So this is education class. So Lord Lama Tsongkhapa said, according to Lama Tsongkhapa's system or traditions, Lama Tsongkhapa mentions if you choose object of, you know, enlightened figure, Buddha's image. So means, you know, when you create merit, when you are accumulating merit, divajong means when you're purifying negative karma. For the sake of purification practice, for the sake of creating merit, the practice, so choosing a holy object, there's a benefit. The benefit of recalling the holy object or seeing holy object, there's a benefit. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Now, then question is, okay, now if you choose Shakyamuni Buddha image, so how you do? The question is, how you do? Uh, Love it. Okay, anyway, so there's a couple of different points you can visualize. You can visualize a couple of different points. So I'm not going to mention all of that, but it's not here. It's not that important here. Now it's not necessary. So here, what I'm just going to read, what Phobong Rinpoche said. Actually, generally speaking, like, here on your crown space before you, your heart, sort of your heart, there's few spots been mentioned, so for different purpose. So when you are requesting something, so then you are supposed to, that's the kind of system, when you're requesting something, you visualize the Lama in Sabarabha on your crown, you visualize there, for the sake of knowledge, for the sake of knowledge. So then you are doing like the creating merit or like purification practice, then you visualize space before you. Space before you. When you're making a request, then you visualize on the crown for the sake of knowledge. When you're doing purification practice or the accumulating merit practice like mandala offerings or like Thalibhava Buddha practice, Vajrasa practice, then you visualize space before you. So then, not regularly, where you visualize center of your heart. Daily basis, where you visualize center of your heart, you visualize. There are three places been mentioned, or they've been mentioned. Our duty tantra, Lama Khandu Gondini, our duty tantra mentioned where one should visualize Lama. So then our Tantra says, in the heart or like in your palm. So therefore I was always wondering, when people do yoga practice, they always do something like this. I was wondering, what is this? Maybe, you know, so that there you visualize also Lama too. The kind Lama, our Duti Tantra says something like this. Tinda Delve Lama says, the kind Lama where you're supposed to visualize center of your heart on the palm of your hand. So that person will draw the blessing from all the Buddhas. That's why that visualized Lama, because that draws all the blessing from the Lama. So here, according to Lama Tsongkhapa systems, now object here, object like the form, not remembering object. So not remember object so fast, what is the object? Object here, like Lama, Jiwa Lama. Minsamji Tetam. Either here, what do you call this? Third eye. In front of the third eye, actually that's where the entrance of the central channel is located. Entrance of the central channels, there's like 72,000 channels. So there's three main channels. Central channels called our duty. That entrance is located at the third eyes. So there, so then you visualize. Visualize. His heart is Pure Lama, Lama Shajatuba, Lama Shajatuba, Lama Shajatuba means Lama entities, Lama aspect is Buddha. That makes sense? Say, if you wear the custom of chef, what people see you as a, what they see you as a chef. Huh? But your entity, you are not chef, but you are just acting. And you go there, then you wear, then like a custom of the firefighter, what they see. They see you as a firefighter. But you are not really a firefighter, but you are entity. So that's how you, I think, distinguish. Entity is the somebody that's inside. Aspect is what is appear. That the entity Lama that appeared as a Buddha. Does it make sense? Yeah, so therefore the sake of knowledge, next time when there's, you will encounter if you read certain texts, aspect, a Lama, entity, Buddha, so then you know what they're talking about, okay, for the sake of knowledge. Well, Chu Lama, if you're visualizing the Lama from there, so then you know, doesn't have to be a Lama, but you know, so now need to remember why Lama. Then you will draw blessing of all the Buddhas. It is like magnifying glass. The sun ray is the blessing of the Buddhas. Can reach directly, there's not much power. The magnifying glass, when you put, so then there's something could be burned or cooked. So like, it's like that. So anyway, our duty, tantra, set, whomever visualizing Lama in the center of the heart, so that person managed to draw the blessing from the 1,000 Buddhas. In our duty, tantra, set. Tantra test set. So that's why God says, I think it's like Naropa or Marpa. Marpa went to India to see Naropa. One night, I think early morning, Naropa wake up, Marpa, wake up. He said, wake up. I think like then, there's like whole bundle up. Yidam like dirty kid, Doji. Bundle appears, whole bundle appears. And Naropa said to Marpa, I think, whom you are going to portrait, Lama or the mandala of the deity Kedoji? Marpa thought, oh, I see Lama all the time. I don't see mandala that often. Maybe I should portrait the mandala. That's only happened once a blue moon. So then he started to portrait the mandala. So then there's like some omens went wrong. So, and then, of course, that Kedoji mandala dissolved back into Naropa's heart. Basically, it's like not different than Naropa. If you think, oh, this is different than something special, that the Lama is like the deity Lama, the inseparable. So then, you know, something went, some kind of omen went wrong. Anyway, so that's why visualizing Lama, but you don't have to do. Chivo Lama, the Shavyatuba. Tepsotam, that means size of thumb. No, that's pretty, you know, hard to, then some other text says it has to be heavy, really heavy, in your mind, heavy. You know, if the object is too big, that kind of like wanders your mind. If it's too small, then will probably create a cause for thinking mind. So then it has to have some weight, okay? So this is education programs for the Shamatha meditations. So, Minson here, around third eye. Minson ji, Tetham, Teve Te means like belly button, towards belly button. I think it's like not in your belly button, it's towards like the space before you, you know, the height of the belly button, something like that. But no need to measure, but that anyway, so just visualizing holy image. The point is visualizing holy image. Even if you don't achieve like all the way, even though you don't complete all the way to ninth stage, even just reaching first stage, second stage, first stage, even to able to keep your mind there, you will have a good result. You'll have a good result. Okay. Oh, that is correct. Or you can visualize yourself as a Buddha. I don't think you need initiations because Shakyatupa is human. Visualizing yourself as Shakyatupa, I don't think you need initiations. So you visualizing yourself deity is deity, you are not human. It's like, you know, it's not human. So I think visualizing yourself, so that's also important to understand, visualizing yourself as a Shakyamuni Buddha, but I don't think you need initiations. You can visualize, okay? You can visualize. I think visualizing yourself as a piece of apple, no need initiations. I'm not sure what kind of karma they create. Visualizing yourself as a cheesecake, I'm not sure. Some people, for some reason, it's easier to choose formless object. Some people, for them, it's better to choose, you know, like object, formless object, object that has no shape and color. So, Mahamudra text composed by fourth Panchen Lama. So, trying to achieve karma bhajing based on the nature of mind. That's also an interesting one. If there's somebody out there more interested about like choosing an object besides form and shape and color, then nature of mind. So as I said before a little bit, how you do. So then you sit, you know, like sitting positions. You know? Then you tell yourself, my mind, clear knowing, formless, no form, formless. Like clear sky. Anything could reflect something like that. So then you can meditate on that. Okay. So we did discuss also Julie left last. That meditation I explained exactly according to Tenjin Losa Chujin Mahamudra text, introducing conventional nature of mind, or meditating on conventional nature of mind. So then we did discuss if the thought rise, what you do nothing. Just look at them, recognize them, you know, stare at them, you know, so that, or you can, you know, challenge them like that, okay? So there's someone here. If someone likes to choose non-physical object, nature of mind, or emptiness, nature of mind, or emptiness. Okay. Oh, then the Dagini, J. Lamri Chunyu Gumba, So now here, you see Penjin Chuji, Penjin of the Chuji, the fourth Penjin Lama, Gandhian Chacha Chembo, like Giluk Mahamudra teachings, Giluk Mahamudra teachings, Mahamudra teachings, Mahamudra teachings. So let me get you there to some other churches. Giluk Mahamudra teachings composed by Penjin of the Chuji, actually taught by that Mahamudra teachings for the sake of reference, that Mahamudra teachings that composed by Penjin Lobsa Chuji has been around since Lama Tsongkhapa times, but publicly don't know, it's not available, publicly available till Fourth Panchen Lama, so then put into writing. Before that, there's no writing. In Geluk tradition, there is Mahamudra teaching, it's not been available for public, but taught by Manjushri, directed to, taught by Manjushri. During that time, there's only two human at the teaching, there's only two human, Lama Tsongkhapa and one of the Lama Tsongkhapa main disciples, Todin Jambajaso, two of them. There's only two human is present, the teachings. So then that teaching has been hidden or secretly practiced till Penjin Lobsa Chuji. So the Penjin Lobsa Chuji then put into writing called Mahamudra text, Gelugpa traditions, Mahamudra text written by Penjin Lobsa Chuji. For sake of the reference, also in that text, they talked about how to achieve karma bhajing based on the nature of conventional nature of minds. Okay, so that text for the sake of knowledge. The similar maybe she needed to some other churches in Tibet. Then the tradition chose the same that was a chosen. In some other traditions, you may find the text looking at nature of minds. And there's many texts. It's the same thing. Basically it means same thing. Simgatawa means looking at your mind. Yeah, looking at your mind. Same thing, no? Some other text. Young chidim the dhani, rabguda, zorim the dhani, ashana minja to juice. So then of course in highest yoga tantra generating stage and completing stage, there are two stages that only exist in the highest yoga tantra. There's four classes of tantra, then the first three that doesn't call generating stage and completion stage, but they have substitute of two stages, but that doesn't call two stages. So then using image of Tara, image of Manjushri, image of, you know, the Vajrasattva, image of Gya Samaja Tantra, Yamedaka Tantra, so then Chakra Sambhava Tantra, so they're using those images. Then there's also another way to achieve Vaishnamata. So visualizing yourself, cheesecake does not mention here. Maybe. So basically it says, you know, like also there's like four objects is been mentioned, four objects. And if somebody is like, oh, the mind is kind of crazy, all the time thinking. So then Abhidhamma Kosha, Vasubandhu mentions, focus on breathing, do breathing meditations. Or if somebody is always angry, all the time, always angry, so then meditate on love, first meditate on love before you meditate on shamatha. Because you need to mature love and compassion. So then that's been mentioned. So here, anyway, four objects have been mentioned, not even in, just in Lambim here, many other texts, four objects have been mentioned. But that doesn't mean you have to choose one of those objects. No. So you choose object, whatever is suitable for your mind. But you know, of course, if you are like following the Lama Tsongkhapa footsteps, so then it's better to choose some kind of holy object, okay? So they choose object one, so then don't change if you want to improve. As I said, day to day life tranquility. I just want not worry about shamatha. I just want to keep my mind calm day to day life. Then changing object, I don't think it's okay. You know. But you know, like improving your stabilities on the object, so then it's not good to change object. It's keep one object, so more you become familiar, the easier it's going to get to keep your mind on that object. So that's why it's not good to change. Or like day to day life, you know, so then you can choose any object you want. You can choose flower, you can choose, yeah, so I'm not joking, you can choose cheesecake. I'm not sure that it ever happens. Could happen again, hard to say. Because, you know, home. In ancient times, before there, somebody achieved shamatha using horn as object. If that's the case, why not food? You can choose. People can choose food. You can choose food. So, never, maybe happened, I'm not sure. Could now, you could say, 2020, 2021 or 2022, somebody achieved shamatha based on cheesecake. That could happen, I have to say. Could happen. You know. So that person try all kind of object, never success. Then finally choose the cheesecake, so then achieve shamatha. It could happen. You know. So that person choose all kind of object and finally achieve shamatha using a horn as object. That's interesting. Choose all kind of object, no success. Finally, able to focus on the horn, some reason. Just piece of horn. Oh yeah, What time? How much time?
40 minutes.
40 minutes. We have 40 minutes? Oh yeah. Oh, anyways. So then it suggests like don't change object because then you never become familiar with object. So then each time when you choose new object, then you have to work harder. So if you choose one object, so it becomes easier. So that's why I don't change object, okay? If you change, keep changing, if your goal is to achieve samadhi, so then changing object is not good. That's not how you only achieve samadhi, not changing object. Stick with one object. Keep changing object, so then that's not how you achieve samadhi, okay? Pena, then Lama here that says, Pena, when you try to make a fire, if you keep moving here, there, the fire will never burn well. Sufshin is the first piece of wood that you make fire. If you like moving around, so once the fire is burned, you shouldn't move. You just need to leave it there, and it will burn slowly. If you keep moving, so then it's not going to test that. If you keep moving, then fire will never burn. How is that? Never burn? Well, need to be, you know, consistent. How long? No. Short, many. And be consistent. Or do some day and like, oh, then take break few days. Not like every day. Something every day. It is just one drop. Something every day. You can talk to yourself, as I said, like when you visualize, like, or like on the lotus, on moon disc, then sun disc, then green tara, then one extend, then you say one hand, one head, two arm, one right leg extended. That's what you call introducing yourself. You can introduce object to yourself. You can introduce. You can say, oh, Gisigele, your mind, clear knowing, free from shade and color, looks like clear sky. Anything could reflect. That is your object. Something like that. You can say, you know. Or Shakyamuni Buddha, and you can one head, two arms, so then maybe one hand, like then you can say, you can talk to yourself, you can talk, you can guide. Nanga de midi devetibuji kuti sema, yila suni, you use chavatela kumza shura. So then make familiar with that, become familiar. Whatever object you choose, make familiar. Just get the gross mental image. Just create the gross image. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to create the image. This is a little bit. If you can see the gross, whatever object of the physical object that you use, if you can create now mental image, if you can see the mental image, so then you found the object. You found the object. Whether it's a flower, tree, bird, piece of art, anything, the Tara's image, Shakyamuni Buddha's image, the teacher's image. Now, when you are not looking from your eyes, you know, you are just like meditating. Now you see the image, mental image. What is called mental image? Mental image. So now, what that means, you found object. So now there's risk. Now you have something to lose. Before you have nothing to lose. But there's no object, there's nothing to lose. Now that you found object, so there's mental image. Kotunji means meaning generalities. That's what it means. It means mental image you found. You see, when you see, now you found object. Good news, you found object. You can introduce yourself. You yourself can introduce. Oh, Shakyamuni Buddha. You can describe. You can describe the object. You can describe the object to yourself. You can describe. Or Lama can describe. Somebody can describe. Or say, Julie, or think about now, there's lotus. Top of lotus, and there's like moon disc. Top of there, moon disc, and sun disc. Top of there, there's a letter thumb. Then the thumb becomes then green thumb. Then the merge into Tara, one head, you know, same like you can introduce to yourself as a, introducing object to yourself, okay. Describing object. A flower, the vase, red color, vase, flower, rose, you can describe, okay. So then when you see the mental image, now you found the object. Whatever the number you want chart to the T is immediate in your chest and chart over Juna within your didn't say how long once you're able to see object that you describe to yourself, now you see, able to see mentally, able to see in your mind. Not eyes to see from your eye, mind. So you found object. It's not like how long, just seeing that you found object. Now you see, when you lose that, so that means you forget, you lost object. So now there's a second fault. Now you lost object. Okay, so now you lost object. So there's a second fault. So if you lost object, now you can focus because there's nothing to focus. So you can bring it back. So now, what I should do when I lose that object, what I should do? Before I don't have object, now I have object, now I lost that object, now what I should do? Now you should, what is called, mindfulness, no, tamba. So what is the antidote? I'm kind of like lazy, I just don't want to do what kind of antidote, we all talk antidote. So now you found, I have no object. What kind of object? You have this object, that four objects been mentioned, but you can choose any object that's suitable for you. Or if you are following the Lama Tsongkhapa about footsteps, you can choose holy objects. Now I understand what kind of object I can choose, I can have. Now I understand. Now I only have one object. So now I lost what I should do. Mindfulness. Antidotes. Mindfulness. Okay. Very good, it kind of lead you step by step. It's kind of almost like spoon feeding. It's kind of like spoon feeding one by one. Now why? We don't try. Sorry, we don't try. That's the only thing lacking. Nothing else. That's the only thing lacking. Why don't I have clear voice? I didn't try. No. When fed, like spoon fed, like almost like spoon fed, step by step. So then the chambaje, chambaje. Labe chamba sumata. Chamba shu chambu midi tu je sumkeras. Labe chamba sumata. So see, when you are grabbing something, you know, nobody can tell how hard you are grabbing, how loose you are grabbing the glass. But you know the strength, how much strength you are putting there. Like you know when it's going to fall down, you know when you know it's not going to fall down because you control the grip. So that's exactly like that's how you hold on object. You hold an object. You know some people are very forgetful. Naturally, very forgetful. Some people are remember things, you know, naturally remembers quite well. Some people forget things. Naturally, didn't cause by anything. It's naturally. Some people are very forgetful. Some people remember. That you know. So then, based on that, you know, achieving karma bhajan also make kind of. Achieving karma bhajan also makes difference based on that. Or so now this mindfulness has been specifically described or explained by Asanga. So then what kind of mindfulness? It's not like any kind of mindfulness. What kind of mindfulness? Generally speaking, remembering, recalling the object, that's called mindfulness. Recalling the object, generally speaking, that's called mindfulness. What is the object? There's something that you have seen before. You have seen before, and you know, you kind of know the object. So that kind of object, not like that object you had never seen before. It's not like you have to understand the object before in order to have mental image. No, you have to know the object before. Object like that kind of object. Voila. Object wise, something that you have to know the object, something that you are familiar, even though you are not very, very familiar, but you have to be familiar with object, something that's familiar. Whoa. the object wise, no, chapter one quality. Usually chapter meeting not tong new number not tong new. Something that you have seen before. So now trying to see through mental in your mind. Objects like something you are focusing on, something that you are familiar, have seen before. Okay, object. Jindaji chava midget ni number majava to the chava this. The second was kind of hard to say, like Jindaji chava midget ni number majava. Number means aspect, if there's a flower or raised road, not just you have become specific. It's object, but it's like not any kind of object. It's red rose, kind of specific, you know, specific like the national internet. So the that talk to Serhange, Chamber Shinji, Tosis, for example, like when you get hungry, you remember food quite clearly, you remember food like that, like that. So like that kind of mindfulness. when you're hungry, so you remember food clearly. No. Today, Jeremy, what is the same mitra much about this? So then mindfulness, that's what, if you forget, you will lose your object. What you need to rely on mindfulness. You need to bring it back. You need to bring it back. You need to bring it back. You need to remember what object looks like. You need to remember what object looks like. You need to bring it back. Okay? There was a question. Which is the immediate Tibetan, but never some, that she watched. So now, what happens now? Then not here, not in the here, some other text mentioned, when you're trying to see something white, and you end up seeing something red. When you're trying to see something red, then you end up seeing something yellow. So that's common problem. Don't think that that only is happening to you. Please don't think that only happening to you. Then no. If you're trying to see one, you end up trying to see two. If you're trying to see two, you see three. If you try to see three, you only see one. That's common problem. Just to take that in consideration, that's common problem, okay? So then says like some other tests. I've read a number of tests about karma bhajan meditation. So far, zero karma bhajan, but I did read because I have interest. So I read multiple texts, but not here. Some other text mentions that measuring, trying to see something red. So some other text mentioned, if you can grab any part, right? Before you see, if your image, you see whole image, now you're only seeing ear. Just grab on that. Just hang on there. Even if you just see the ear, just hang on there. Make sure that you don't get out of the image, okay? Don't worry if you don't see the whole face. Just seeing the piece of ear, hang on there. So then, there's other text here, the other text, not here. No? So then slowly explain from the ear, explain. So I was like, don't lose that. Okay, I'm not seeing whole thing. No, hang on there. Wherever you can hang on there. Then slowly bring it back. Slowly bring it back. This is very interesting exercise, you know. So then see. What happens? See what happens when you do that. What happens? So see that now you have this phone, you have this stopwatch. Just press that. See how long you can hold on. Stopwatch. If you can hold on like few seconds, logically it doesn't make sense why you can hold longer. Logically it doesn't make sense. Very interesting. We really need to try. Stack up all our own mental peace. We really need to try. this is worth thing to try. Because you can make your mind peace and calm, definitely. There's no doubt you can make your mind come to peace. Just try to see what happens. Just see what happens. Interesting. Then say many sessions. Then say, okay, here, very important. Here, when to stop. When you feel good, stop. When you feel good, stop. It's like a departing friend with good conversations. Then you want to see that friend again because you are so excited that conversation went so well. So you want to see that friend again to have a conversation. Don't end with the conversation like nasty conversation that you don't want to see that friend again like that. Same departing from object. The best, stop when you feel good. Best. That's the reason why that it has been mentioned. Don't like push, oh, you don't feel good, you don't feel good, push. Then you stop, you finish your meditation with miserable. No good. No matter how long it's just no good. When to stop, when you feel good, they say stop. That's okay. Oh, it hasn't been like, so then eventually, other test says, it has been 5 minutes, and you feel like it's only been less than a minute. Oh, pretty good news. It's been 5 minutes, you feel like only like 1 minute, pretty good news. It's only been 1 minute, you feel like it's been 10 minutes, well, not so good news, not quite good news. It's only been 1 minute, you feel like 10 minutes, that's not really good. It's been 4 minutes, you feel like it's been 30 seconds. Oh, pretty good news. That's kind of exciting. So, you know, easy to do. Easy to do. Either you need the nature of mind, and every day do some here, some there, some here, some there. Because spreading throughout the day, you know, so like that. Some text mentions, some text. You found the object, now you lose, then you need to be mindful, you need to remind yourself object. You need to remind, you need to bring it back. You know? Bring it back. There's common problem, it's not just you. So now there's some stabilities. Now there's some stability. Before, not even seeing an object, not even seeing a mental image. Now you overcome it. Now you see the mental image. Now not just see that, now you can stick with your mental image a little, like 30 seconds, 40 seconds, 1 minute. Now what happens? Now, the problem is not finished yet. So now, thinking mind and the wandering mind become problems. Before thinking mind, wandering mind, that's like no problem because before you don't have object. Now you have object. So now you can hold on there. So now thinking mind and the wandering mind. Okay? So, now this second fault, forgetting object. Now the third fault, thinking mind, wandering mind, third fault. Out of five fault, there's a third fault. See, it's like spoon fed. One by one tells you what happened. What needs to be aware? You need to be aware, thinking mind and wandering mind. Because now you have object, now you can hold on that object short period of time. Now, what needs to be aware? Thinking mind and wandering mind. Now you are grabbing the glass. It's not on the table. Now actually you are grabbing that. So now it's time to judge how the strength of the grip. You judge based on your experience. There's so much you can say, you know, you judge. Or like, for example, like playing like guitar. In order to get the right note, too tight, too loose, you adjust. So when it's well adjust, then don't adjust again. So that's like over applications, that you don't need to apply anything. So in the beginning, so now, Chimu, she was thinking mind and wondering mind. Chimu, oh, Chimu, Chingu Ni Junga, Sumba, Nepa Sumba, Chingu Ni Junga, Chimu, thinking mind and wondering mind, need to study what is thinking mind, what is wondering mind, need to understand very clearly in order to control them, need to understand very clearly. Here, Chingu, Chimu, Chimu, Govan, Nam, Chena, Nam, Machena, Dami, showing him Mr. Chichi, why I need to identify, why I need to understand what is thinking mind, what is the wonder mind. If you don't understand them, when they occur, you have no clue. You have no idea what's happening, you have no idea. So that's why you need to say, who's thief? Or thief that wear like jeans pants and the sneakers and yellow jacket, or then like I'm not sure what hat, like a kind of hat. So then now you know what kind of thief you're looking for. Jeans, sneakers, hat, yellow jacket. You are not going to pin for every person that passed by. You don't just want to say that, oh, these are thieves. Then that's wrong. So in order to catch the thief, you have to identify how the thief looks like. So similar here, same thing. So now, so that happened before. That's important. Heaviness in the body, heaviness in the mind, called mukpa. Kind of feel heavy. Heavy like that, almost like, like falling asleep. Almost falling asleep. Heaviness, not falling asleep. Need to draw a stomach to the Shiva. Deep lumate, Miguel comes deep lumate. So that's like the heaviness in the body, in the mind. Caused by like, overeating. Overeating, so then there's not here, some other text mentioned overeating. Frequently losing the essence of the body or things like that. Number of things been mentioned in other texts, so not here. So anyway, so so then when that physically. You understand heaviness in the physical, in the mind, kind of feel heavy. So that create the cause. They create the cause for thinking mind. You need to be aware. If you need to get up, walk around, please do. Don't continuously sit there. So if you need to put some water into your face, or maybe what I can do that I don't need to get up, or maybe think. Sunlight, moonlight, things something exciting. So okay. So if that doesn't help, so then need to get up, walk around, go outside, breathe fresh air, or do something. So that heaviness, kumuva. So that's cause the sinking mind. You understand? If you don't control that, mind will take over. The heaviness, if you don't control, so then, more likely meditation will not go well. So that's why I need to take a thinking mind. So now the thinking mind, that's like gross and subtle. Sorry, there's too much information, but it's needed. It's very important. If you want to, teach, share, or you yourself to do single point meditation, it's very, very important to you to understand clearly how to do clearly. You need to understand this instruction very clearly. So that's important, okay? Thinking mind. They are so subtle and gross. thinking mind. When you are about to hold on object, you are meditating now, you are holding on objects. Stability is there. No. Clarity is not there. Make sense? No? Stability, because elephant is there. Elephant is the your mind is mind is on the object. The clarity is not there. Make sense? Huh? No, make sense. That's good. it's important. Subtle thinking mind, gross thinking mind. When you are able to hold on the object. Is my mind still holding on the object? Yes. It's on the object. Is there stabilities? Yes, is there stabilities? Because your mind is like this. When you lose that, then you are not holding. Careful, you are not holding. Am I holding? Yes, you are holding. You are still holding like that. You are holding. Am I holding? Yeah, you are holding. Slow. What happened? You lost. You are not holding. You dropped. Does that ever happen? Reciting mantra. Mantra, then all of a sudden, wake up, happen at night. Some familiar. All of a sudden, what is it? Nature is a special rapper. No. Stability is there, clarity is not there. What is that? Gross thinking mind. Nature is a fashionable rapper. Gross thinking mind. Nature is a fashionable. Oh, don't think there's samadhi. There's not samadhi. Now that's the problem. Sorry, there's not that samadhi. No. Nature is a fashionable. There's no clarity. It's not there. What do you need to do? Make it clear. Nature is a certain. What is that? Stability is there, clear is not there. What is that called? That is called gross thinking mind.
So now you have stability is there, clarity is not there. There's gross thinking mind. You walk, you make it more clear, the gross thinking mind gone. Now stability is there, clarity is there, both of them there. The gross thinking mind gone. So now there's power. Now you talk about power. Power of clarity is getting weak. Clarity is there. Stability is there. Clarity is there. Now the power of clarity is getting weak. Subtle thinking mind is about to take place. Before stability there, no clarity, gross thinking mind. So now we have stabilities, clarities, both. You walk, you make your image more clear. You walk, so now you have clarities, stability both. So now the power of clarity is like diminishing. Not rapidly, slowly, slowly. So there's subtle in your mind. Make sense? So this week we will finish gross mind. We will finish the subtle thinking mind, the gross thinking mind. So next week. Now what time? Okay, so now that's, you know, good today. So today that's good. So cover a lot, quite elaborately. So we don't have object, we found object, we make object, we found object, we lost object, so then we found it again. So now we finish with that. So now we know what is gross thinking mind, and what is thinking mind is caused by. We know that what is caused by, and we do know how to overcome from the heaviness mentally, physically. We know how to overcome from that. So then we know when gross thinking mind, stability, no clarity is gross thinking mind. Now then you walk, you make image more clear. So now you have clarity, stability. Now the power of clarity is diminishing slowly, slowly. So then subtle thinking mind. So then after that, you know, so then I will move. So next, should you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, you remember. So then this is like third review, elaborate review, fivefold, eight adjustment or eight antidote, explained, taught by Maitreya Buddha, in ornament of mind or discourse, which has 25 chapter number 24, Maitreya Buddha explains, so that same instruction been used. So that's good. So now, knowledge-wise, you have all the knowledge you needed in order to success or achieve samadhi. You need all the knowledge. You need all the knowledge to share with others. You are sharing some knowledge. It's taught by, you know, like part of the five great teachers. So that's good. So you're at least giving them instructions. They could succeed if they put effort. They could succeed. Okay, so very happy. So then next, and I will continue till finish this elaboration review, last review, elaboration review based on the liberation palm of your hand and this preparation for samadhi. Okay, preparation for samadhi. Okay, yeah. So with that, so then thank you for coming for witness my class again. So then I call the maybe say, good night Laura, good night Donna C, good night Sandra, Alex, good night Michael, good night David, and good night Denise, good night Nili Wong, good night Karen. good night, Laura. Good night, Michael, Mark, Sheila, so Karen, so Donna C. I'm not sure where's good. Good night, Julie. Good night, Helen. Good night, Jill. Good night, Peter, the enlightened beings. Come back to samsara. Good night, Peter, again. Good night, Elise. Good night, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good night, Joanna. Good night, Dr. Watkin. Good night, William Sweet. Good night, Hamula Shupila. Good night, Julie. Good night, Katina Smith. Good night, Susie. Good night, Mary, Sean, Panditji, Pati, Hamula, and Kishigele. Oh, yeah.
Geshe-la, Joey, Joyful Effort, and Debbie Webb are on YouTube.
Okay, like all the people in the YouTube, good night. Yeah, Namula, so pray. Dedication.
Ewa ji nu du da la
ma 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 ma
Shu San Charam
Pakisvanam
Kekushi Devanyam Pamekanyam Gone Gone Pavasho Jampa Forward Jita Kempadam Kudu Zapote
Kuda
Kungi
Kunji
Jaya
Oh, yeah, thank you. Good night.
Good night, Geshe-la. Thank you.